Welcome to the LU Moment. I'm Shelby Rodriguez, social media and digital marketing manager here at Lamar University. And you know it, I'm back to host the LU Moment this week, where we showcase all the great events, activities, programs, and people at LU. All right, guys, our Lamar University alumni around the globe are always making a difference, breaking down barriers, making discoveries, and really just doing work that matters. So it's time for some cardinal shout outs for our alumni making headlines in the news. First up, LU alum Sherry Diggles. She has been named principal of Edwards Johnson Memorial Silsby Middle School. So we're super proud of you. Shannon Gerard, our next LU alum, was inducted on June 29th, 2021 as the president of Spindletop Rotary Club. How exciting for you. So we're proud of both of those cardinals there. And lastly, LU alum Chris Kovach. Earlier this summer, Chris accepted a position at the Texas First Bank as senior vice president of commercial lending. So congratulations to all of our cardinals out there making a difference. If you are an LU alum and you have exciting news or updates about your life that you want to share with us, go ahead and visit lamar.edu/alumni and submit your class note. You never know, you may hear your cardinal shout out on the next LU Moment. All right, guys, so earlier this summer, you may have heard me mention a cardinal shout out for Shay Stegman, also known by her pen name, Shay Abigail. She published a children's book that focuses on American Sign Language and the deaf community titled My Name is Maya. And Shay, I cannot tell you how excited I am for you to join me today. So thank you for coming.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know you're a recent grad, right?
Yes, I am.
So what did you study here?
So I studied American Sign Language with a focus in interpreting and teaching.
Cool. And you just graduated this past May.
That's correct.
Yay. So this has been a big past few months for you.
It has been. It's been a lot of change and a lot of excitement.
Yes. So I have here in front of my eyes, I'm holding it with my hands, guys. You can't see me, but I am touching your first published book, My Name is Maya. So can you tell our audience a little bit about your book?
Absolutely. So My Name is Maya is the day-to-day adventures of a little girl who is deaf and uses ASL. In the book, she shares how she makes the most of her eyes, her ears, and her hands to communicate with friends and family.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And so tell me, what was the inspiration behind this book?
So my original inspiration and really how I got into ASL was I volunteered at a summer camp for kids with disabilities, and I met a young lady who was deaf and used sign language, and of course it was just pure curiosity,
right?
Because I had never met a child who was deaf, and then it became more of intrigue because she was paired in a one-to-one camper counselor relationship, and no one else in the camp could communicate with her. And
oh, wow.
Out of a camp of all these people, you know, she was only paired one-to-one, and I felt like that was not cool.
I mean,
you're a kid. Yeah, you're at camp. And so that's how I started. I asked her, like, how do I say good morning? Or how do I say, you know, how are you? Just to try to, you know, make sure that she felt included. And from there, I went home. Oh. I looked up books. I looked up online resources. And I was just going to teach myself. Just, you know, it started off as maybe like a hobby or something extra, but then I majored in it, and now I'm going to be a teacher. So she just really set me on my trajectory to where I am now.
That is amazing. And I have to ask, was her name Maya?
No, it was not. I do mention her and I do say things, but I don't think she personally knows about the amount of importance that she has held in my life. I know that she still attends camp today, so that's super exciting. But no, her name personally is not Maya.
It's not Maya. And does she know that you have published this book? You were inspired by her to publish this book. Like, has she seen it? Have you kind of interacted with her since that time?
I think that, well, I did not go back to that particular camp with her that summer. I was paired with another little girl, and I did go back to see her again.
Yeah.
But she and I did not keep in touch, as she was a child and I was a counselor, so we didn't really get to see each other outside of that. But again, I don't think she knows how much of an impact, and just camp in general, just volunteering and being able to just going. Because when I first went to camp, I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to go. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna be good at it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And because, again, it's that kind of like fear that I think a lot of us have of like, I don't know if someone's like different, like, I don't know what to do. And you just feel kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So putting myself outside of my comfort zone and then just seeing like, oh, I have all these preconceived notions in my head about what it may mean to have a disability or, you know, anything. And so I was just so hesitant. But then once you just kind of let that fade away and you are like, oh my gosh, you and I are just people. We're at summer camp. We're just playing. Like, we are just two normal people.
Yes.
It makes it so much easier to just go about life without this like concern or this sort of feeling of like guilt. It's just so much better to be like, and that's what I did with Maya, is she's just a kid.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted the perspective to be. She's not like, I'm like nervous about being deaf, or I'm scared, or I'm ashamed. She even says in the book, she's not sad or scared, or she doesn't, she knows she's different, but she knows that, you know, that doesn't make her less.
I love that. And you know what? I think it's so cool how you say you were kind of nervous to first, you know, be a camp counselor, to go into that environment. And I think it's so interesting how those little decisions kind of maybe change our lives in a big way.
For sure.
Right? Because she inspired you to even major in ASL. So how was the journey being an ASL major, coming here to Lamar University? First, why Lamar University? Why did you choose LU?
Well, it was a full 180 for me, because I thought I was going to major in theater or acting. I was really big into theater in high school, and I thought that was going to be my journey. And then after my summer camp experience, I completely said, I'm majoring in ASL. This is what I want to do. And it's crazy because I had no idea what that entailed. I just knew that's what I wanted. And then doing some research, you're kind of just like, oh, Lamar is it. And it really depends too, because a lot of different programs may have something for interpreting, or you can get certified in things.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to get the full college experience and the education in ASL. So I think Lamar was the big choice, especially because they offer the tracks in teaching, interpreting, and advocacy, which is definitely special in colleges around the U.S., but also for Texas.
Yes. So as an ASL major here, what unique experiences have you had? I'm sure that summer camp has not been the only unique experience that you've kind of had. So what unique experiences have you had?
Well, I have gotten to meet my really good friends, which is great. I have gotten to be a tutor on campus, which was cool, getting to interact with other ASL majors. And even just people who weren't ASL majors, who were just taking the class. And the unique experience of getting the feeling of being a teacher when not yet being a teacher, and trying to make those connections with students who maybe weren't quite getting it, or students who thrive, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to harbor this amazing talent that you have and this amazing passion, and just I want to see you all the way through. I think that was the most exciting part, was really feeling like, because the cohort is small. I mean, there's not a huge group of us, but because it's so small, you really feel like I know every single person in this room.
Yeah, that's what makes it special. So take us through this journey. So you're in high school, right? You go to this summer camp, you meet this young woman who kind of just rockets you into, you know, what will ultimately be your career. You're here at LU. At what point does Shay say, okay, I am going to write this book?
So this was actually, it started off as a class final. We were assigned to make a pamphlet, a poster, a book, something just to share about the deaf community. Just you take your creative self and you do whatever you want.
Yes.
And I said, I want the book. I want the book. And I wish I had the original with me, but it's just construction paper stapled together with some clip art. And it is the original transcript for what would become My Name is Maya. And I showed it to my professor just to get a grade originally.
Yeah.
And she was like, this is really great.
Uh-huh.
And my mom herself is a published author. And so I showed it to her and I said, oh my gosh, my teacher really likes this. And I was just like, look what I made.
You know?
Just going, of course, I ran to show my mom. And she's like, this could be a book. like an actual book.
Whoa.
And I think that was the moment when I was like, oh my gosh, did I write a book?
Yeah.
I wrote a book.
Oh my gosh.
And, but I mean, the journey from then to now has been about 3 years. And so it has been a labor of love. It has been a lot of back and forth. And there's stuff that I never even thought about, like the font of the book.
Yep.
In my mind, I'm like, oh, just pick one. But oh, no. And it has been crazy. And I'm so thankful to my illustrator, Coleman Reyna, because he did an absolutely great job
with
the photos, the way that Maya looks and the way that the colors are so bright and inviting. I think that it, even though it took a long time, it came together beautifully.
Oh, were there any DSDE faculty that kind of inspired you along the journey as well? Or were kind of like, okay, you need to go ahead. Let's get this done.
Well, that teacher who was originally her class, she is now at the Laurent Claire Center.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, that's, yes, and I still keep in touch with her. Her name is Dr. Amber Marshute, and she is absolutely amazing. And also, Dr. Jordan Wright, he is now up north, and he's in at RIT, and so he's teaching up there. And also Professor Joseph Mann, he is an amazing signer, and I took
love
his
Professor Mann.
Yes, I took his ASL storytelling class, and the way that he just you can bring it to life so well. And I think, you know, seeing him do these, and we did children's books like Curious George and things like that. And so I really wanted my book to be a book that, you know, parents can read to their kids if they're signing or if they're speaking, you know, just something that, like I said, is bright and colorful and really inviting to everyone.
Yeah. So in your mind, what age is Maya, your character in your book?
I think that Maya is early elementary. She's definitely old enough to where she has some older sister responsibilities. She has a little brother named Alex, and so she knows that she can make him laugh, and she's aware of, you know, her difference and how she struggles a little bit. She mentions that, you know, people normally use their ears for hearing, but she uses her ears to hold up her glasses and uses them for her earrings.
It's her superpower.
It is. Yeah. It's her superpower to know that she's like, oh my gosh, I have this super cool language. It's ASL.
Everyone
uses it. It's, you know, it's pretty special.
Yeah.
It's pretty super. And I think so she's got that still childhood imagination, but she has that no fear kind of, you know, childhood experience, which I really like.
I think we all were Maya at some point in our lives. You know, we find that that courage within ourselves, and we find ourselves along the way. So I have to ask you, what's next for Shay Abigail, the author, and Shay Stegman, the new ASL interpreter?
So I definitely have plans to write more books.
Yeah.
I think, you know, especially when we're young, books about inclusion, acceptance, diversity, it's so important to, you know, just be exposed to that at an early age so that we grow up, you know, being more accepting and not having those preconceived notions and that kind of fear, like I mentioned earlier. So I definitely intend to write more books. I'm hoping to, you know, I know this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet that girl, and it went like this. But I know there are so many people in this world whose stories need to be told and who have something to share. And so I definitely have plans to write more. But for me personally, I will be taking on the new adventure of being a teacher in the fall.
Exciting.
Yes, I'm very excited. I will be teaching elementary deaf disabled students, which means they are deaf in addition to having another disability.
Yes.
And I can't wait. And also, I'm getting married. So that's super exciting.
Oh my God, this is your year. Like, this is your time.
I know. I'm like, I can never move on from this. This is the height.
Yeah.
This is where it is.
No, it only gets better from here, Shay.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I think if this is the start to the journey, then I'm just excited for the ride.
I know, that's right. So tell our audience, where can we purchase My Name is Maya?
You can purchase it at www.andonthisfarmbooks.com.
Perfect. And are you on social media at all?
Yes. So And On This Farm Books has its own Instagram page, and you can access that for, you know, insights, for updates, and all things Maya.
I love that. So, guys, the takeaway here is may we all find a little Maya in us and a little Shay Abigail within us. Find that courage to do the things we've always wanted to do. Find our own superpower. And with that being said, that's a wrap here with Shay Abigail. Thank you so much, Shay, for coming. I appreciate you coming here. I'm super excited. I can't tell you how excited I was to have you here. Guys, be sure to tune into our next episode of the LU Moment. And as always, follow us on social media. You know the username, Lamar University. This is Shelby Rodriguez, social media and digital marketing manager here at Lamar University, the pride of Southeast Texas.